Welcome to the 10X experience. Do it all day.
And you know where I'm at, cause we do it all day.
Hello and welcome to the 10X experience. This is Caesar
and Legacy,
and we're coming at you from Miami, high in the sky, beautiful view, the weather's good. We're excited to have another episode, episode 6, with you and our guest tonight. We're excited. She's actually the first female that we have on the show, not the last one, but the first, right? We've had some good buddies that have come already to the show prior to her, but we're excited because this is a first female.
And it's her first time in the United States,
like in America,
first time ever. So that's pretty exciting.
When did she get here?
Yesterday, right? She got here yesterday.
So her first day in America, and she's in a podcast, the 10X Experience podcast.
She's on the podcast, bro.
So I can't wait to hear her story. We'll let her introduce herself and give us a glimpse of what life is like for her as a young woman, entrepreneur, and tell her your story, basically. Welcome.
Hey, guys. My name is Sabrina, and I am 30 years old. I arrived yesterday to Miami, and I was already so excited to come yesterday.
Nice. So what was your first glimpse of Miami when you first landed? Was it nighttime when you flew in?
No, afternoon. But I was really preparing like such a long time for coming here, and I spent most of the time looking for bikinis and this kind of things, and so ready to go to the beach and this kind of things. And then I arrived yesterday and it seemed so cold, and I couldn't find myself in this weather and time zone, and so far away from home. And then Legacy told me, don't worry, it will not stay like this. The weather is every day different.
Yes.
Tomorrow it's going to be a hot day. So I thought, I see that.
And you see how that happened today.
Yeah, I went a little bit upset to my bed, and I thought, what I'm going to do with myself here all the time with all these summer dresses. And then I woke up today and sun was so high and so strong, and I thought, my God, this guy, I don't know him yet, but he is so honest and so real.
When we first got here, it was actually humid. So we were like, really, is it? I know it's tropical and everything, but it's the wintertime, and we got humidity, and and so we were kind of like, wow, it's just going to be humid the whole time. The next day, or rain that night, it was nice, fresh rain, and then it got cleared up the next day, and it was sun, and then clouds, and fog, and we get it all already.
Every kind of weather.
So it's pretty exciting to, you know, be in a place where you've never been like before. And for you, for your first time in America, like, that's crazy.
Like, all by myself.
By yourself. How many miles did you travel?
Oh, I wouldn't know because we don't measure anything in miles.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we were talking about that.
Oh, so that is new for me.
Okay, so you're measuring them by kilometers.
Like 10,000 kilometers.
Wow, that's far. That sounds far.
That's like about 4,500 miles.
Wow. So what got you to say, you know what, I'm going to Miami, I'm going to 10X, I need this for my business? Tell us a little bit about, you know, more where you're from and your business. How did you get that started?
I come from Poland. Actually, my grandparents are coming from Greece. During the war in Greece, they escaped to Germany. My father was born in Germany, born, raised, and he stayed his life in Germany. I was also born in Germany, and I spent there my first years of life. Doing business in Poland, my father met my mother, and she went with him to Germany, where we lived my first years. Okay. And after a few years, my mother escaped back to Poland. Why? Because 30 years ago, it wasn't easy time for Polish people in Germany, so we were illegally there.
Yeah.
And then
we can relate, and some of the listeners can relate with that situation.
It is very difficult to be somewhere without being able to go to work, without having insurance, being pregnant, having a small child. You have no help from anyone. So so we went back to my mother and me. And then we went back to Poland for the first years together. And then my mother met a guy, and then they decided together this will not work. And then I was left alone, actually. So I was adopted as a child, as a teenager actually, later on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I stayed with the second family until I got 18. And then you get 18 in Poland and you have to manage yourself. Nobody cares about what will you do with yourself. You just go and find your way. So I was in the middle school and I was born in the summer. So the problem was I was in the last year of middle school waiting for the final exams, and it was I got 18 in July and I had still a few months to go, so that was difficult because if I would leave the country then I wouldn't even have that diploma, so nothing.
Wow. Yeah.
So the parents of my girlfriend from school, they asked me if I want to stay there a few months until I can finish school. So I did. Then in May, I passed my last exams. I finished high school. And then I decided to go because I had nowhere to stay in Poland. And, you know, if you only finish high school, you have no work. You have no experience.
Opportunities are
No, there are no opportunities. You have to really move to the bigger city. And then to be able to rent there and pay for everything is not possible. And my dream was really to get somewhere.
Yeah.
And Poland, by chance, just joined European Union. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, oh, my God, this is a sign. Because I could go anywhere I wanted and I could work legally and I could have a job and place to sleep.
That's awesome.
So
that
it
awesome.
Was really, it was all together by coincidence, I don't know, luck, that I decided to emigrate to Holland.
Awesome.
So exactly.
And how do you like Holland?
You know, Holland is a small country or of very big opportunities.
Wow.
They really treat immigrants very well. We have the same rights, we have the same chances, we can do whatever, you can really do whatever you like. So I was 18 and a half and I went all by myself to Holland. I spoke no other languages.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, they took me an agency, a job agency. Now I work myself at job agency. So then through internet, I found a work in Holland. And so I arrived in Amsterdam.
Oh, wow.
So,
nice.
And I went.
Is that as fun as people say?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it really is. Amsterdam is really an unforgettable experience.
Wow.
And there's a really big difference if you go to visit Amsterdam or if you go to live there, you experience the city totally different way. And it's really a place that you don't want to miss. So I arrived at 18 and a half in Amsterdam. With no one, no connection, couldn't speak to anyone, no foreign language, nothing. And so I ended up at Central Station in a hotel as a housekeeper.
Right.
And I worked there 3 years. You know, 18 and a half, you earn only 4 euro per hour. So it was very difficult to survive. So I had an evening job too. So 2 jobs to be able to survive. And in the weekend, I went to the school to learn English. It took me 3 years to be able to start studying in Holland.
You picked it up very well.
Yes, really. 3 years later, I started at a university in Amsterdam, to my first direction of study. So it took me time to learn the language there, of course, and also to prepare for exams, to be able to start university. Because it is not so that you came from your country with your papers. They don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
So even though we have been through the high school, you have to pass exams to show that you really can study. So after that, I started studying in Amsterdam, and I was so proud of myself. That
that's amazing.
You know, because, you know, I hear so often from people, I also wanted to study, but my parents never could afford it. And now I hear it so often, you know.
Yeah.
People,
oh, my God, yeah.
So often, my parents couldn't help me, or we were from a poor family. I had nothing and no one ever in the world.
Made it happen.
Yes, because I went to the country when they help you, because you can enroll to a program of international, you know, these kind of things, and you get a subsidy, you get help from the country, so you are able to study.
Right.
And I thought, you know, if I have the chance, it would be crazy to not, because, you know, the problem is with immigrants that they have dreams, and they arrive to a country, and then they start a basic job, and with that basic job, they earn enough for decent living.
Right.
That's the problem. And they got so they get so stuck. Comfortable with that, because in my country you can finish university, you can finish second university, you have law application, you start work, and you still can't earn enough to have a normal living.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in Holland it is so, you start basic job, the worst job ever, and you earn enough to go back to your country and play queen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And
yeah.
To show around, to have stuff, to have things.
And that's super relatable to us, because we see that happening in Mexico, right?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody works in the United States, they can go back to Mexico and it seems like, wow, they have it all, right? And they get comfortable. And,
mm-hmm.
and I've been in that situation myself. And it is a comforting deal, right? Because you're making enough to get by. You know, you don't have to go out and make more.
Exactly.
It's comfortable to just
mm-hmm.
get home from work and relax. So from hearing your story, and obviously you come from a way more tough and rougher background than I think either one of us come. Like the way you were brought up, the way you were so independent at such a young age, that's just unbelievable. So that mentality really was just like there since you didn't ask for it. It basically, your life dictated for you to be independent, for you to fight for more and don't just settle.
It takes
right.
a lot. Yeah, it takes a lot. And the things that you have been able to accomplish are awesome. Like, it's awesome, you know, hearing that, hearing everything that you had to go through, because none of that was easy, you know? Like you were saying, you hear it all the time. They're saying, oh, my parents couldn't help me, or you had no help.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of making
right,
a decision.
Right, speak the language,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, so many things that you could have used as excuses, you decided not to even have them come up.
I didn't have contact with my parents in many years. They went both their own ways, of course, and I went my own way. And then last year on my birthday, I got 30, and my father called me, and I think that I heard really the most beautiful compliment ever, because he told me, Sabrina, you wouldn't believe me, but you are the only one person in my life who never asked me for help.
Hmm.
And
wow.
He was also really a good person who really allowed the others to use him. And that's why also he suffered a lot in life, because people who have maybe too good a heart or are too naive, they don't have it easy. So he told
right.
me, you are the only one who really did it all on his own. And
wow.
you know, it is really great thing to hear.
Yeah,
actually, after
yeah,
all.
Absolutely. And what was the turning point for you in your life when you decided to say, you know what, entrepreneurship, business, this is what I'm going to start doing. At what point did that kick in?
I started studying in Amsterdam, and a few months later, I stopped feeling good. So I had some complications, and I didn't do anything about it, because I thought, what would that be? I was so busy because I was studying and working. Actually, the 4 years of my study, I studied full-time, day studies, and I worked full-time at night.
Okay.
So, because I still had to survive, even studying. So I started to feel bad, and I didn't put attention to that too long. And after a few months, I discovered by accident, actually, that I had brain tumor.
Oh, wow. Wow, okay.
So they checked what happened and how did it grow, and it was a longer story. And then I allowed this to get removed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sick for a longer period. And at that period, I thought, oh, my God, if I'm in a foreign country, if I die here, nobody in the world will know. Nobody will know, because I had no one. So I thought, if I will really finish at this moment, I have no one to inform about that. And at that point, I thought, I have to change it. I have to change it, not by chasing people who never had attention or time or love for me, but I want to change, I want to influence, and I want to, because I really had that willingness to fight in life, I thought with that strength I can do more than what I did. So I thought, okay, I will get over all this, I will take care of myself, I will finish my studies, and I will look for something with which I can really influence the world.
Wow.
So I got better, I finished my university, I moved from Amsterdam to Rotterdam for some other reasons, so I made a switch. And I finished my school in time, even though I was sick during that. And I had a wonderful experience during my studies because I went for 8 months to Costa Rica.
Did you enjoy that trip?
I enjoyed that a lot because, you know, I went to Costa Rica and I was thinking, my God, where I came from mm-hmm. and what I see now and what I can do now.
Travel the world.
Yeah. Yes, it was for me really a big experience. I thought, how I can be here, you know, a girl from such a small city with no perspective.
Let me stop you right. So you went from no opportunity to nobody in your life, to nobody to give you any handouts.
Exactly.
To traveling the world by the age of before 30.
Yes, 25. Yes.
Wow.
25. I was in the middle of my studies. I went for internship to Dubai, also 8 months. Eight months at Costa Rica. So what I want to say is that Holland is really giving you lots of opportunities.
Wow.
You can, you know, if you want, you can really conquer the world. So
yeah.
I took all the chances during my studies. I learned the languages that I needed.
Mm.
I visited places. I had a lot of jobs. I was a PA. I traveled the world. So at the moment that I finished, I was really ready to pick it all up and to really go and achieve something. So my studying experience was wonderful. And then before I finished my studies, I had already a lot of job offers.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I chose to start a job agency. Why? Because job agency, even though maybe many people don't have a lot of respect for that, a job agency was something that really changed my entire life. I had no place to go, and with that job abroad, I got a chance to come to Holland and survive and settle there. So I thought it will be a function, it will be a job in which I can give other people a chance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it really appeared to me as a great value.
Mm-hmm.
And
kind of
that
like paying
is
it forward to what
exactly,
it was provided for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is something, it is really a mission for me. I feel really like a girl on a mission and now as a woman on a mission.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you have an incredible story. And I think from all our guests, you know, you've definitely have painted a picture of your story, of your struggle.
Yeah.
Better than anybody else.
Yeah,
like you can visualize, you know, the struggles that you've been through to get to the point where you're at now. I mean,
you're in the United States.
You're in your first day in Miami. You got a killer view, which you're going to check out here in just a second. But, you know, like I said, we just got to know you. Like, we just are literally getting to meet you. But we already learned a lot from that conversation, big time, and I'm 100% honest with that. And so, what can we do? We're from Arizona. We're from a long way too, right? But we're in the United States, and whatever we can do to contribute to your success, to your network, and whatever we can do, and maybe in some of the Hispanic and Latin countries, you know, where Spanish is the first language.
Costa Rica is an awesome place. I've been there too.
And so, you know, whatever we can do to contribute to your movement. Maybe spend a little bit more on that. Like, what are you doing nowadays as far as, you know?
Or how did you come up, like, when did you come across Grant? You know, throughout your whole mission and stuff, how did Grant's appearance to you change?
So, the job that I started after my studies, I continue until now, only I have a totally different role. Last month, I became a director.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. I'm very proud of it that I'm already sitting at the board of directors at my age as a woman, as a female, and as a foreigner.
Yeah.
So I think that really, that's really something what feels really good. And this year, I purchased my own shares in this company. I really want this company to become
my own company.
Yes, now exactly.
Part of this company, literally.
So I went through all the years that I work there. Now I went to all different functions until the top function, and now in the future I want to change this company to really to be to express what I want to express with my norm and values. and to help people around the world. Now it is in Holland, in Poland, in Europe actually. Mm-hmm. But I learned last time that there is no distance anymore, you know, with the possibilities of internet.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
digital technology, there is
Absolutely.
No distance. There are no differences anymore. So actually, mm-hmm. you can really help people across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working now on my own mark, on my own, on my self branding, and that's how I came across with Grant, because I work at this company now and I want for sure to stay there, but I want that people I am for sure 10X and I'm mm-hmm. for sure TNS, which is my company, but we all don't have to forget that we are for the first, for sure, we are ourselves.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be associated only with the company. Yeah, I want to build an image of someone who is really there to help people out, to help to change their lives. Because, you know, when you are looking at the perspective, from the perspective of job agencies at this moment and the clients at this moment, they all want to see your CV. You have to comply with all the requirements. You have to have a good profile. Your CV has to match with what the client wants. I still look different at that.
Yeah.
I still look at the person who is motivated. I still look at the families that are behind the person. I look at their motivation, their needs, and I still, you know, I have a lot of people complaining, a lot of people dissatisfied, expecting something else from Holland, disliking the weather or whatever, that are attacking, you know, but still there are days that people are so thankful that they are crying, sending letters and things like that.
And that overweighs any of the negativity.
It overweighs everything,
right.
Of course.
Makes
so to be able, you know, because I'm very operational, there are a lot of people, there are a lot of stories, there are a lot of problems every
mm-hmm.
day. But I thought to myself, Sabrina, this is your job and I'm so into that job. But I don't want to forget the rest of the world, because if you're stuck only in what you do every day, you will not go very far, very quick.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, I have to make some, I have to divide, I have to share my time in what I do now for people now and what I want to do for the people in the future.
Right.
So I have to manage my time for my own self-development and building my own brand. And a true friend, I have a friend who work in also in recruitment. He is my external company.
Okay.
He's the one who is really developing different concepts. He's really much further than I am in
mm-hmm.
self-development. He
branding
told me,
and all that.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And then I saw which gurus he, and management gurus he's following. And then I thought, okay, this one is interesting. That was interesting. So I started to read the first books. And then I got really into that. And now I see that we all do our job and we do it at our best. But still, we don't have to limit ourselves to today only and to business of today.
Right.
We have to really look much further than that to be able to
have
come further.
Vision.
Yes.
Vision.
Exactly. Have a vision, because being busy only doesn't mean yet that you are effective. So helping people, for sure, I still do it every day. But I also look for a different concept, different theories who help me to understand things better, to be able to speed up.
Great.
And,
wow.
you know, maybe the most important is that you really have to look for the people who explain you the things with which you struggle yourself. Because I really see sentence, you are your only limit.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, we carry so many limits inside.
Yeah,
self-imposed limits. Exactly. So
yeah.
It is so important to find out what is limiting you yourself.
And get around people in association.
Exactly.
Do you have a name for your brand already in the movement, or are you still working on that? Or
I still work on that.
Okay,
I work now for a company and I don't have my own brand yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm working only under my own name.
Yeah, because he has a brand. His brand is Cell Shark.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of like elaborating on what you were saying, because
mm-hmm.
he does his work and stuff, but he has his image and what he works with. Me, I have Limitless. That's what this
mm-hmm.
stands for. And it means to have no limits. Limits don't apply. And work based off of that, you know, my actions and everything, they're based off of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the personality that we offer, you know.
It's
so,
like an
I
alter
understand.
Ego,
yeah.
Yeah,
and it's your brand at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And if it could be monetized, because there's content, services, sales, trainings, modules, whatever it is that you can monetize off of. That's where those ideas elaborate from. But you really got to identify with that brand and recognize it yourself better than anybody else.
Yeah.
And you're in the process of doing that, basically, from what we hear.
I think that for the future, it would be nice if any of you would have time to speak with me about what I do and what I believe in, what are my norms and values, and maybe together we can come to a picture, because maybe I'm too fresh yet or not far enough to see that one word that would describe me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you really have to go back to the inside, actually, to find that.
To find it, absolutely.
To define yourself.
And we'll be more than happy to help and have those conversations with you. And I'm sure you're going to meet a lot of great people over this weekend. Mm-hmm. You're going to make some great contacts, right? So my advice is just enjoy your time out here. First off, you're in Miami. It's a great place. Mm-hmm. You're in the United States for the first time. That's right. That's amazing. Again, if, throughout your whole story, and then I keep remembering this is our first day in the States, right? You're going to have an incredible weekend. Mm-hmm. We're going to, you know, be rolling together to, like, after parties and
we'll
different things.
In,
so
we'll
definitely keep in the loop, and we'll network together and get the best experience out of the 10X event this weekend. And what are you the most excited about for this weekend in 10X?
Yeah, I think that all the people who are coming with their stories there that I will hear, because they say stars are born on events, and I really believe that you can really hear that one sentence that will change your life, that will open your mind, and that you will suddenly figure it all out, or maybe I will find my own identity, and I will, or I will see someone that I will really feel good about, hear that, and then I will, maybe then I will get ready, I will get matured.
You hit it in the head. It's about finding your identity and or refining your identity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes you feel you already have a good glimpse of what your identity is, mm-hmm. and then it gets refined.
Yeah, and then showing up to these events.
That's the key. That's what these events do, and especially an event like 10X.
Yeah.
Is there a particular speaker that you're most excited about?
Ty Lopez.
Okay. Yeah. So you want to hear what he has to say live,
yes,
and I'm sure he's
exactly.
going to come with some great content.
He was there last year, and I thought that would be a pity if he's not coming anymore, and then they announced that he's the speaker this year, and I thought, oh,
you're like, okay,
such
so
a life.
We gotta go.
Yeah, anyways, yes. And maybe at last I want to say something about the group, because the main question remains, what does the next change in my life, or what does it mean for me?
Yeah.
I think that the next is something that or what Grant says is it is something that I really experienced in my life, because whatever level I achieve,
mm-hmm.
I still want more, and my perspective is constantly changing depending on the level that I just achieved. So I can't find that peace ever that, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
No, it's never. You arrive at some point and then you still want
another
more.
Level.
And I have to say, I had last half year when I joined the group, I had a lot of situations, because my work situation changed, and what I do now, it is really challenging, and I had a lot of moments that I thought, can I do that? And is it not? I have a lot of thoughts sometimes, is it not too fast? That don't I go too fast?
Right.
And I hear it all the time, Sabrina, you want too much, you want too much. And then I think, fuck that, you know, I want 10X, I want more. And when I hear now that somebody's telling me that, you know, before I was doubting.
Exactly.
I let people affect me.
Yeah.
And now it's gone. It's not anymore. And I heard somewhere that, you know, people will not understand what we want and where we go, because they are not part of that.
Right.
So why do we even ask them about advice, or why do we listen
to
take
that?
It serious.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You surround yourself with people like us, or people like 10Xers and stuff.
Yeah.
Anything that you have to say, they're going to be like, oh my God, you know, go
exactly.
for it.
Exactly.
So you're sitting with Cell Shark and Limitless.
Yeah.
There's no like, oh man, you're trying too hard. Like,
No.
We're not trying hard enough.
Yeah.
Right. You know, somebody told me at work, Sabrina, you don't take good care of yourself, you work too much and this kind of things. And then I saw somewhere a meme, or how is it called, from Grant, and he said, if you know what day it is, it means you don't work hard enough. And then I think, okay, it is still the right direction.
Yeah, because last time I checked, that was Tuesday. That means I'm not working hard enough.
You know, and being in that group of 10X ambassadors, it helps you to be with people who are really the same direction as you are. And it is painful sometimes that they are all mostly so far away from you, right. But you see that internet makes it all possible. You can video call with each other, you can do everything. Yes, exactly.
And you were over there?
Yeah, exactly. So it makes
you can carry that concept out there, you know,
yes.
And then people, yeah, and it's just a paying it forward scenario.
Yeah. You know, it is until now, maybe this is one of the biggest changes. I felt very lonely. I felt lonely in my ideas. I felt lonely in what I want and where I go. And I felt so nobody could understand me.
Right.
People can't follow me. And that's why they think that we're strange. So being alone in a big community, going very fast in different direction that everybody, you know, there was something like, if you don't feel that it's right, just go left, you know. So I go left all the time,
yeah,
totally alone.
Right.
And then sometimes you start doubting, is it okay? Do I do it right? And people look strange at you because you do everything together, different and at once.
Right.
And I try to convince it will all fall into place because I have such a courage and such a motivation to do it all. But still, you feel alone and then you start feeling strange.
Yeah.
And now being the part of the group, you see that people are doing thing the same as the way as you do, and they don't find it strange anymore. You get different connection.
You come around the people that don't find it strange anymore.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
then you are a part of something, and maybe you look at your whole life for a place or people that you want to be part of, and actually it should not be your it should not be your destiny to try to fit somewhere. And also I didn't do that, but suddenly I fell into place. And that feels fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and it must be fantastic now that you know you're just a few days away from the 10X experience.
Exactly.
You couldn't be networking with the Better Guy Legacy over here. I know you guys have been keeping in contact as far as setting up the podcast and everything. So I'm glad you guys were able to figure that out. And like we mentioned, we got a lot of good things planned ahead for the week and the weekend and the after parties and all that. So we're going to leave 10X with the 10X mentality, and we want to touch back a few, you know, maybe weeks or months down the road, and just to see what 10X post-10X has been looking like, because it's one thing to be in a stadium with 30,000 entrepreneurs all yelling and excited, right? But once we leave and that type of synergy and motivation is gone, how we keep that same spirit long past the 10X.
Maybe it would be a good idea if you are the ones who want to come back, you know, and follow up things. Maybe it would be good if you keep all the recordings and check on the people from podcasts from this year.
Absolutely. And that's the plan.
And
so we're going to schedule
how
that.
How far have we come?
Yeah. And then the next superstar is going to be born at 10X. And we're going to be talking about how we were in a podcast with them and all that
and
kind of stuff.
And then we are already
you know?
Those millionaires. And then we will still go back to the people who are just beginning.
Yeah, it's
nice,
the whole concept. It's the
we
whole concept.
We have the start of something.
There you go. So I hope you enjoy your time
on
the 10X experience. We can do this again anytime. It was a privilege to have you on the podcast today. Legacy, any final words you would like to add?
Just mind blown. You know, it was a really great podcast. It was an amazing story, and I'm excited to see what your future looks like.
Absolutely. So wrapping up the show, again, this was our sixth episode. Tell your friends, tell your family, anybody that's looking to make something out of nothing, people that come from the struggle. I was a kid that didn't have nothing but a gold bracelet that my godfather gave me, and I would look at that gold bracelet and say, one day I'm going to be somebody. I don't have, even when I didn't have a dollar, that was something that, a gift that he gave to me that always kept me shining, and at least in my head, and it's carried me out through my years. So we want to help and provide other people that same experience, that same network. So please connect to our podcast, subscribe, and share it with people that are chasing their dreams, because it could be a lonely place out there, but here we are for you. Check it out.
High in the Sky Miami, 10X Experience.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.